One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I feel like I'm constantly reminding myself that we are all carrying around different stressors, big and small. But when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. And naturally, that can start to affect everything else around us too. Therapy can be a safe place to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. I know that therapy isn't for everyone, but it definitely has benefited me in the past with learning how to sit with my feelings, set boundaries with people, and I don't know, learn how to function with a little less shame. But if you are thinking of starting therapy and access has been hard for you, maybe BetterHelp is the right fit. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient. You can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/makeyourbed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/makeyourbed. Well, good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Today, we are working with our continuation of Julia Cameron's book, The Artist's Way. It is a 12-week recovery program for your inner creative. And we are currently discussing week 2, recovering a sense of identity. Yesterday, we talked about some of the self-sabotage we might get into and some of the toxic people we might hang around. But today, I want to jump into her section on attention. Julia starts this section by saying, "Very often, a creative block manifests itself as an addiction to fantasy. Rather than working or living the now, we spin our wheels and indulge in daydreams of could have, would have, or should have. One of the great misconceptions about the artistic life is that it entails great swaths of aimlessness. The truth is that a creative life involves great swaths of attention. Attention is the way to connect and survive." She talks about reading old letters from her grandmother, where she would detail how the lilies were blooming or how the bugs had come to settle. And she goes on to say that her grandmother was gone before she learned the lesson her letters were teaching, which was survival. Survival lies in sanity, and sanity lies in paying attention. Yes, her letter said, "Dad's cough is getting worse. We have lost the house. There is no money and no work." But it also said that the tiger lilies were blooming and the lizard has found the spot in the sun and that roses are holding despite the heat. She says, "My grandmother knew what a painful life had taught her. Success or failure, the truth of a life really has little to do with the quality. The quality of life is in proportion always with the capacity for delight. The capacity for delight is the gift we get for paying attention." She goes on to say that attention is an act of connection and that it allows us to separate ourselves from the pain that we experience by connecting with it, paying attention to it. She does note that in writing about attention, she wrote a lot about pain, but she thinks that for her, pain is what reminded her to pay attention. When the future was too terrifying to contemplate, and the past was too painful to remember, paying attention to the right now can sometimes be the only safe space. And if we start to connect with those moments as they come, we are able to see the real beauty in each of them and the artistry that is connection with the present moment. Towards the end of this chapter, she offers some rules of the road for this section of recovering a sense of identity. She says, in order to become an artist, I must, 1, show up to the page, use the page to rest, to dream, and to try. 2, fill the well by caring for my artist. 3, set small and gentle goals and meet them. 4, pray for guidance, courage, and humility. 5, remember that it's far harder and more painful to be a blocked artist than it is to do the work. 6, be alert, always, for the presence of the great creator, leading and helping my artist. 7, choose companions who encourage me to do the work, not just to talk about doing the work, or why I'm not doing the work. 8, remember that the great creator loves creativity. 9, remember that it is my job to do the work, not to judge the work. And 10, place a sign in your workplace that says, great creator, I will take care of the quantity, you can take care of the quality. And as always, she finishes up the chapter by offering different tasks that you can choose from to help connect with your inner artist and help you process this week's work. The first task she offers is affirmative reading. Every day, morning and night, get quiet and focused and read the basic principles to yourself. The basic principles are: creativity is the natural order of life. Life is energy, pure creative energy. The next is, there is an underlying, indwelling creative force infusing all of life, including ourselves. The third is, when we open ourselves to our creativity, we open ourselves to the creator's creativity within us and our lives. The fourth is, we are ourselves creations, and we, in turn, are meant to continue creativity by being creative ourselves. 5, creativity is God's gift to us. Using our creativity is our gift back to God. 6, the refusal to be creative is self-will and is counter to our true nature. 7, when we open ourselves to exploring our creativity, we open ourselves to God, good, orderly direction. 8, as we open our creative channel to the Creator, many gentle but powerful changes are to be expected. 9, it is safe to open ourselves up to greater and greater creativity. And 10, our creative dreams and yearnings come from a divine source. As we move towards our dreams, we are moving toward our divinity. The task for this week, while reading those, is to be alert for any attitudinal shifts. Can you see yourself setting aside any skepticism that you might have had at the beginning? The second task she suggests for this week is to ask yourself where your time goes. List your 5 major activities for the week. How much time did you give to each? Which of those were what you wanted to do, and which of those were things you had to do or should do? How much of your time is spent helping others and ignoring your own desires? Have any of your blocked friends triggered any doubts in you? She says to take a sheet of paper and draw a circle. Inside that circle, place topics that you'd like to protect. Place the names of those that you find to be supportive inside the circle. Outside of the circle, place names that you feel you should be self-protective around just now. That is your safety map. And she suggests placing it somewhere near where you write your morning pages. You can use this map to support your autonomy. You can add names to the inner and outer spheres as appropriate. Like, Derek might not be somebody you want to talk about this with right now. The third suggested task is to list 20 things that you enjoy doing. Roller skating, baking pies, making soup, rock climbing, making love, riding a bike, riding a horse, playing catch, shooting hoops, going for a run, reading poetry. And then you need to ask yourself, when was the last time you let yourself do those things? next to each entry, put a date. And don't be surprised if it's been years for some of your favorites. That will change. This list can become an excellent resource for your artist dates. The fourth task is to take that list above and write down two favorite things that you've avoided that could be this week's goals. They can be small, like buy a roll of film and shoot it. But the point is that you're trying to win back your autonomy with your own time. Look for windows of time just for you and use them in small creative acts. Go to the record store at your lunch break. Stop looking for big blots of time when you would be free and instead find the small bits and use those. The next task, she suggests, is to dip back to week one and reread your affirmations. Note which ones cause the most reaction. Often, the ones that sound the most ridiculous are the most significant. So write three chosen affirmations 5 times each day in your morning pages. Be sure to include the affirmations you made yourself from your blurts or your negative self-talk. The next suggested task is to return to the list of imaginary lives from last week and add 5 more. She suggests you check and see if you could be doing bits and pieces of those lives in the one you're living now. If you listed a dancer's life, do you let yourself go dancing? If you listed a monk's life, would you allow yourself to go on a retreat? The next suggested task is a life pie. Draw a circle, divide it into 6, label 1 spirituality, another exercise, another play, and work, friends, adventure, or romance. And then you will chart your current feelings in each area. If you feel really, really great and fulfilled, then you'll put a dot on the outer rim. If you feel like you're not so great, you'll put it on the inner rim. And anywhere in between, based on the spectrum of how you feel. Once you've done that, you can draw a circle to connect the dots, to show yourself where you've been lopsided, which can also help you reconnect with your own sense of identity and control within it. The next is 10 tiny changes. List 10 changes you'd like to make for yourself, from the significant to the insignificant. Whether it's get new sheets or go travel to China, just write, I would like to blank, and fill it in 10 times. She suggests selecting one and making that a goal for the week. As always, these tasks are interspersed with our daily morning pages and our weekly artist date. Tomorrow, we'll jump into week 3. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. I love you so much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Goodbye, beautiful.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.